Alex, by my count, has got 14 first downs rushing the ball this year. He's picked up some big plays. But what's the risk-reward? I mean, you see quarterbacks going down all over the place. Just how where's your heart when he's running there on the sideline?
Well, being in that position as a player, former player, you know when to get down. You know how to control yourself. You know where that first down marker is. You see him as he's scrambling. He understands where that first down marker is, and he did it last week. He slid just past the first down marker. We ended up reviewing the play, got the first down. He's very smart that way. Alex, it's in him to run. I mean, he did that in college, and you know, his NFL career, he's done that, and he's made good plays. He's very instinctive that way. It's something you can't teach. He knows when to go. He knows when to get down and protect himself, and it's good to see that he's been able to pick up that many first downs for us.
Doug, as you know, Mike Pettine is running that defense in Buffalo. Does their defense look like the Chiefs' defense at all because of that?
There's a lot of similarities with the structure, with the style, the scheme. He's got some great players in Buffalo, and he's using them just like Sutt uses them here. So from that standpoint, it's very familiar to us offensively. However, we still have to go out and execute and handle all the pressure that they bring.
What can you, Andy, coach and staff do to help your pass protection?
Well, it comes down to each man, obviously, up front, 5-on-5. You can ask your tight ends to help. You can ask your backs to chip help. You can, by play design, play action pass to effectively show run. You can dial up some three-step quick throws to get the ball out of your quarterback's hand. So there's some ways to help with pass protection. You know, the one thing that I think is ultimately geared towards pass protection is the ability to run the ball. I mean, if you can run the ball, then it kind of sets up some other things.
Do you see that as something that has to get better, just the offensive line in general?
Well, and we have to execute on offense better, and it's not just the offensive line; it's all 11. I mean, it starts with them because, they're the ones that can control the line of scrimmage for you, and they would probably say as a group, yeah, we got to get better. Alex would say the same thing, but we can help them, like I said, with the play action, with moving the pocket, asking our backs to chip help on ends and tackles and things like that, So again, it's that risk reward. You're gonna give up something to get something, and if you do that, then you're limiting the number of receivers you can get out into a pattern.
You said last week you tended to get Bo a little more work. Was his physical limitations last week kind of hampering and being able to get him more involved?
No, not really. He was fine during pregame. He came out and he was good during the game. Again, it's just defensive schemes that. Took some things away. Alex had to go other places with the football or run, and we're going to continue to find ways to get Dwayne the football. We know he's an important part of our offense, and we're gonna keep doing that with him.
Hey guys, thank you.
Coach, Alonzo's a pretty active linebacker, plays behind a pretty good defensive line. How much does he benefit from that, and it looks like that worked pretty well for them.
Yeah, it does. He's a fast-flowing guy. He's very instinctive. He's smart, can run sideline to sideline. And he does. He is effective with the guys up front to create some lanes for him, even downhill attacking the running back on run plays. You see him chase down running back. So we got to be very accountable where he's at. We got to know where 94 is at, number 95. I mean, there's some good players on that defense, but he's definitely a big part of it.
Jamal Charles said after the game that he was very happy that it was only one more game before the bye week so that he could kind of rest up. I know that it seems like it's a question every week about is he getting the ball too much, but is there any concern at all that, maybe he is seeing a little too much of that, getting too much physical interaction in the games?
Well, knowing that he's one of your more explosive players, you're going to try to get him the ball as much as you can. I mean, that's just the nature of it. And I'll tell you, every team is going through the same thing. It's not just the Kansas City Chiefs. Every team is beat up. Players are banged up. This is a physical game. Now is the time of year where guys have to understand how to take care of their bodies, rest, proper nutrition, hydration, all that. We understand it as coaches. If we need to give them a day and not practice them, rest them, then we'll do that. We just need them all for Sunday, and he'll be one of those guys ready to go again on Sunday.
Thank you.